The last thing I want to talk about, and I wasn't scheduled to talk about this. This is important. Someone mentioned Eric Holder. And I'll be... I'm known for not sugarcoating things. This pissed me off. I sat up and watched as the events unfold in Ferguson, Missouri. Unfortunate situation, obviously. Anytime a law enforcement officer uses force and takes a life, it deserves a thorough, transparent vetting, an investigation. We all kind of agree with that. But then some groups started to converge on the small town of Ferguson, Missouri, like vultures on a roadside carcass. Groups like the New Black Panther Party, people like Al Sharpton, to come and exploit that situation, and instead of coming in to help and try to restore calm, poured gas on that fire with some of their inflammatory and irresponsible rhetoric. And I sat up there and listened to Governor Nixon. And I sat up there and listened to Claire McCaskill, the senator. And then I sat up there and listened to Eric Holder throw law enforcement officers under the bus for political expediency. These are the same individuals at election time come around wanting support from law enforcement organizations, right? They all stand up there. I'm supported by this fraternal organization and this police association, and I've received an excellent rating by the... They do that when they need us. But now there was an opportunity to improve their bona fides with some of these interest groups like the New Black Panther Party to flaunt their racial sensitivity and threw law enforcement under the bus. I expect that from Governor Nixon. I expected that from Claire McCaskill. Those are nothing but two-bit politicians. They do that sort of thing. That's what politicians do. You know that. But I did not expect that from Eric Holder, who calls himself a law enforcement officer. And instead of talking responsibly, instead of measuring his words, because that's what's needed at a time like that, you got to measure what you say, because tensions are high, and the wrong thing said can make a bad situation worse. And he sat up there and talked about how he has seen law enforcement officers profile. He's been the victim of racial profiling himself, and he named two situations. One in a traffic stop in New Jersey, and he said, "I remember feeling the indignation as they searched my vehicle." And then he talked about a situation when he was in Georgetown, not too far from here, and how he and a friend were stopped on the way to the movie theater, and they felt that they were racially profiled. And he said, "I was a federal prosecutor when those things happened." And I said, "Wait a minute. Mr. Attorney General, if you felt those officers had violated your Fourth Amendment rights and you're a federal prosecutor and you didn't say anything at the time, on behalf of everybody in the United States, you could have done something if you felt that. You could have made a complaint." Because all of us kind of realize in law enforcement, right, we testify. What do they say in court? If you didn't write it down, if you didn't report it, it didn't happen. And that's what I was thinking. Oh, really, Mr. Attorney General? You didn't report it then. You didn't write it down. But you're telling us some 10, 15 years later, for self-serving purposes. I thought, why did you do that? You insulted every law enforcement officer, every man and woman that puts on that badge and uniform every day, risks their lives in service to their community. And I thought, how could you do that? Who cares about what happened to you? What about the people of Ferguson, Missouri right now? Who cares about you, Eric Holder? But he did that for self-serving purposes. So I felt he owed an apology to every man, not to me. I'm a big boy, I have big shoulders. But to every person that serves in your agencies, who puts on that uniform and goes out, and this man sat up there and kind of insinuated that these law enforcement officers go out with some nefarious or malicious intent in their heart to deny people their rights and to indiscriminately shoot and take people's lives for nothing. And I was incensed by that. And that's why I said something publicly. And of course he didn't apologize. And of course he won't apologize. I don't expect him to, but I called him on it. Because that's the same guy who shows up at the law enforcement memorial here in Maine, Washington, D.C. I've heard him speak. Was that the one 2 days ago? Was the name of one of my officers was placed on the wall. And he sits up there talking about the courage and commitment of our law enforcement officers across the country, and they serve with dignity and all that stuff. And I thought, you SOB. You didn't talk about the racial profiling then. Why are you bringing this up now? That's why I said something. So the reason why I brought this up today, remember that the next time this guy comes to your town. All right? Because he's on a mission with these investigation and law enforcement agencies anyway. I think right now they're in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Just got done with Seattle. They're putting these people under the consent decrees and basically identifying them as racist institutions and racist cops, so on and so forth. So keep that in mind, okay, when he comes to visit your town and talk to your law enforcement officers or whatever. And when he does, go up and ask him, have you offered that apology yet, Mr. Attorney General, the one that Sheriff Clark asked you about? Just watch his reaction, okay? Thanks again. Great to see all of you. And God bless you.